Big Joe. I think he's on the toilet. Bad turkey. You know how that goes. You can't do Mexican and turkey at the same time, Bubba. Hey, let's get this Powwow podcast started. We're going to do a quick one today. We're going first down. We got it. Let's talk about Haskins, okay? When I say Haskins, let's talk about the thing everyone's talking about. Redskins finally get a second win, and Haskins is on the sidelines taking a selfie. Now, I put on Twitter, I don't really care if he was doing that or not, okay? That's a young man being pumped up for winning. That's what we don't have enough of in Washington. Hey, what's up, Kim? Thank you for joining us. Hail to the Redskins. Hey, that Haskins thing, it didn't bother me one bit. Actually, I was enthusiastic that this is a player that actually wants to be in Washington and just wants to win. We have guys, Trent Williams comes to mind, who doesn't want to do anything with this team. So I'd rather take a guy who's willing to learn. Yes, he's going to have to learn. He can't do that in the future. It was a dumb thing, but why are you killing him for it? I don't understand. Kill him next week when we lose, or this week, or whenever. We're going to have time for that. The Diva of football is in the house. I forgot your title. But, you know, the Haskins thing, I don't see why people are so upset about that or whatever. If we lost the game, if the backup quarterback came in and fumbled the ball and lost the game at the end, then you could be upset at him. It's something he's going to learn. He's a rookie. He got plenty of learning to do. And people who are giving their takes about he stinks or he doesn't, yeah, I wish he could have hit some of those open throws. He'll get to that. He'll get to it. Hey, Matt Manos, thank you for joining us. You're right. We need this W. We need more W's. You know, talking about W's, there's a lot of people who were upset that we won because the Redskins draft, you know, order and everything. Yeah, I'm just like you, Matt. I don't care about the draft pick. That'll take care of itself in the offseason, okay? What I'm encouraged by is having all these young players stepping up. I want to see now this week against Carolina, I want to see them do it again. If they could do it two or three times in a row, we may have something. Hey, Tommy Garcia, hail to the Redskins, man. He says Haskins is a good guy. And all these haters and, you know, those fans. Uh-oh, I put it on there. I'm sorry, man. It has a bad word. I don't know what the thing is nowadays for all that. But I agree with you, Tommy. Hail to the Redskins. You know, I just want to see more, okay? He had some open throws this week. I want to see a couple of them hit. Is he going to hit them all? No way, all right? He may have a game – or a game just like last week. But if we win, what is the ultimate goal? When Alex Smith does that, he doesn't play very well, and we win, everyone was loving that. So why can't you love it when a young guy does it? I don't get it. But as a Redskins family, I ain't hating on nobody. I know that we're a little we have our problems up in management, and people hate this and hate that. We're going to get that together. Jeffrey Fuller, hail to the Redskins. Thank you for joining us, man. All right, let's do this quick. Like I said, it's going to be a quick powwow podcast as I have to do it all myself. I have to do all the heavy lifting. Big Joe was lifting the turkey leg, so he must have sprained his AC joint or something. Let's get down to it. Second down. All right, we're going to do injuries. Okay, today, unfortunately, marks the start of Kerrigan is not going to be playing today, which actually stops his streak. I think it's 139 games. You think about it, that's a lot. I mean, that's a thing on its own. You know, that's a great accomplishment, okay? He's done a lot of good things for the Redskins. But I see this injury as an opportunity, okay? We know what he can give us. I want to see what the other guys are going to give. We have a young man, Montez Sweat. He needs to step it up today. I need to see Anderson in place starting today. I want to see what he got. He was a second round pick a couple of years ago. We need to know what he got. If not, he's gonna go somewhere else. He tries a lot. He's a high motor guy. I want to see that translate though into a sack or two today. Yeah. Kim Lockerman says that hurts, man. That's one of her favorite dudes. Yeah, my daughter's a little bummed. You know, she likes to do the thing afterwards, but hey, you're gonna have to do it. But Tommy Garcia is saying the same. It's all about depth. Right now, we're not a contender. So it's all about the depth. We got to focus on those behind. Another injury, a non-injury should be today, is Chris Thompson's coming back. I hear he's going to play. Now, that's an interesting position, okay? Let's think about it. We have a 34-year-old Peterson in the backfield. How long can he be? We have Darius Geis, who looked good last week. Can he continue it without getting injured? I'm not saying he's injury prone. That was one of the things people get. Whatever. He has to just show on the field. If he can do that by the end of the season and he's good and he can show a full load, that's what I'm talking about. Okay? So those injuries, Chris Thompson, he hasn't made a full season in a couple of years. He's on a contract year. So that being said, this can provide excellent opportunity for our management, whoever that is. We'll talk about that in a second, of evaluating talent. Chris Thompson, he is a good talent when he's available. The problem is he's not available all the time. So I shouldn't be seeing the Redskins, if they're going to re-sign him, at a high deal. If we can get something low, I can see him and Darius Geis doing it next year. I don't know what Peterson has in store for more years or whatnot, but you can't put that in the long-term plan of things. I love Peterson, but in the long-term Redskins plans, we can't have that. So there's a lot of injuries, you know, and of course, we got Josh Norman, who's like, you know, Josh Norman, is he injured? Is he not? I'm just glad he's not playing. I've been calling this for weeks. We need to bench people. We need to hold people accountable. And you saw how many people stepped up. They were like, oh, man, this guy who makes probably four or five times more money than some of the other guys on the bench, and he's not playing well, and he sits, that gives good incentive to those players who are here. So those are some injuries that we need to take that are going to help us in the long road. But only the long road. I will do that segment to this one. Third down, evaluations, okay? Evaluations, okay? There was a report out that Snyder is thinking about the job that Bruce Allen is doing, not saying that he's fired, not saying he's keeping it, he's just evaluating. I don't know what the hold is. There's nothing to evaluate. He's done nothing of value for this organization, okay? But I'm encouraged to see that at least it's being talked about, all right? We're doing our job. There's people doing their thing. Fire Bruce Allen is all over the place. You guys, some of you guys not going to games, you're doing it, okay? That's fine. I'd like to see someone else. Who do I have in mind? At this point, almost anybody is an upgrade. Now, and whoever comes in, I still want them to be held accountable. I don't want to, you know, it seems like in Snyderland, 10 years is what they give them. And it doesn't matter how the franchise goes, you know, when it comes to the upper management. When it comes to coaches, they are very short leashes around here. Maybe get a year or two. So those are the things I want to start looking at. And what kind of coach is going to come to the Washington Redskins? What do you guys think? Who are some of your guys, like, favorites on a coaching list to come? Because at this point, you know, I have all types of things. Sometimes a coach is not going to succeed without the right GM. And is there a GM/coach that's out there? I don't know. But right now, we're continuing with Bruce Allen is not going to get us very far. So you know, let's just hope that report is true. And there will be a lot of evaluations towards the end of the year. All right, let's hit it. Fourth down. All right, let's talk about Carolina. Okay, when we talk about Carolina, main thing you got to do, stop the run. Okay, last time we played Carolina, Christian McCaffrey was playing. I think, held him to about under 50 yards. Can we do that today? That's going to be a big thing. But remember, it's not only carrying the ball now. They use his talents, you know, as a running back and as a receiver. So, okay. Matt says he was talking about the head coaches. He says Kevin and Greg for assistant head coach and defense. I'm assuming he's Greg. I love Greg. He's an attacking defender. One of the things I was just about to say that, Matt. One of the things I love to see is a change in defensive philosophy from a 3-4 to a 4-3. You hit it right on the nose, Matt. You know, hey, Eric Howard, hail to the Redskins, man. Yeah, let the GM pick the coach. I totally agree. You're not going to work if we have the GM first, the coach first, and then we just add some guy to it. So the GM has to be in place, okay? My only concern is that if nothing happens to Bruce Allen, we stay status quo, and, you know, it depends how the season ends. I mean, who never knows? We could go on a run, or we can continue the same old. But the Bruce Allen thing is only going to get us so far. There's a cap on that. So, but I'm with Matt. Back to 4-3. And I think Kerrigan can flourish better in a 4-3 than a 3-4 because he's not a cover linebacker. He's a in the ground, hand on the ground, and go after the quarterback. So, and Montez Sweat was a defensive end in college, so he's more used to that. He's learning a new position. That's another reason why we haven't seen a burst of play yet from him. So, but let's talk about Carolina. You know, yeah, you're right, Eric. Allen has to go. Yeah, he says Allen has to go. That's the theme of all these podcasts. It's time, and we got to do it. You know, so let's talk about Carolina, the game against Carolina. I was going to do a quick podcast today. Sorry for the delay. We got you right before game time. But I don't know. The one thing I'm looking for, when was the last time that the Redskins won back-to-back games? It's been a while. Hey, you Salters, hail to the Redskins. Thank you for joining us. He says, Bruce is out of here. Man, from your lips to God's ears, man. It says Peyton Manning or Lewis Riddick for GM. If you're asking me, and the question mark is there, I'm going to be on the side more of Lewis Riddick. And I'll tell you why. Because he's done it before. He's seen the office, you know, the back office before with us and with the Eagles. So he kind of can see how things are done. Peyton Manning, I love Peyton Manning. He's a smart guy. But he may not have done it before. So I don't know if he'll be able to basically come in the room and demand what he really needs from Snyder. Because Snyder's that type of guy, you're going to have to demand it right up front. Now, Snyder will love to get Peyton Manning because it's a name. And, you know, Snyder's about, like, filling this stadium again or the new one, right? Yeah. Hey, Zach Lee, hail to the Redskins. He said Peyton won't come here. And I agree. It's going to be tough to get good quality people here. But there are people who are on the sidelines that are quality that can help us better than where we are now, let's put it that way. And I think Lewis Riddick can be one of them. Not my top choice, but could be one of them, you know? Yeah, Eric Howard is like, no Mannings. You don't want the Manning show out here. Yeah, and Kim said it too. Yeah, she's not feeling Peyton. I'm like, I mean, it could work somewhere else. I just don't feel it here. I just don't think he would command. He would come in the room and say, this is exactly what I need to change this organization. He'd slowly learn his way. And I need somebody in here now to change things now because we've had enough of the status quo. So let's talk about Carolina. All right, Carolina. Like I said, when was the last time we won two games in a row? Okay, two games in a row has been a long time. I don't see us winning this game, but I do see us being competitive. Okay, I don't see a blowout. I see maybe under 10 points. The line, I think, is 8 points. I'm not a betting guy, so I don't really bet. But I hear the line is about 8 points. I could see something like that. So I see something like 28 to 24 or something like that. Hopefully we get some touchdowns. We had some open touchdowns that we didn't get. Okay. Now, we got some people. I always love to hear when people say, I don't care what I'm talking about, but Tommy Garcia says he wants Tony Romo. Kim Lockerman says no. And Zach Lee says, pay Tony Dungy to come. And see, that's what I love. Right now, I take almost all of them. Even though I don't love Tony Romo. I know he knows football. I right now, anyone would be an upgrade. I'd be psyched just to hear that Allen is not going to be here. And that's first. Second, I will evaluate whoever that is at that time. You know? Yeah, he says, Robert Austin, hail to the Redskins. Thank you for joining. He says, Geis or AP will score a touchdown today. Yeah, I can see both of them scoring a touchdown and maybe even see Chris Thompson score a touchdown. I'm going to see a lot of – I need to see Haskins get into the groove of the game. Okay, that's one thing I wanted to talk to you guys about. When you have a young quarterback, you got to build their confidence early in the game. Okay, I see a lot of short passes so you get some completions. But the one thing I did not like about the way the Redskins are managing Haskins, it seems like the game that they're calling is a game better suited for Colt McCoy or the other quarterback. You know, the short passing game. Do not do any more out routes. They seem to do too many of those. That's Haskins' worst throw. He hasn't connected since preseason. Okay? I want to see more down the field. Young man has a nice cannon arm. I want to see more down the field, more attacking. They're going to have to change up that play calling. So, hey, Dave Vernell, thank you for joining us, man. He's saying, lifelong Redskins fan, living now in Myrtle Beach. Uh-oh, Panthers country. Yeah, man. Hey, you'll be all right today. I know you're getting the game free. Man, we hope we're with you. We're all with you. I know a lot of people are making the trip because they don't want to give their dollar to Washington, you know, to Daniel Snyder. So they're making the road trip, not that far, to Panthers country. So hail to the rescue to you. Thank you for joining us. All right. Yeah. And a lot of people, I love when you guys are talking online because that's what it's all about. When me and Joe are here, we love to mix it up with everybody. Eric Howard, hail to the rescue. Thank you for joining us. He says, today, Daron Payne, and he is playing, I believe, and Sweat will feast on Panthers meat. Oh, man, I like that. instead of turkey, he should have had some Panther meat. Maybe that's what Joe ate. But Haskins will have his first rushing touchdown. I can see it. He's a big boy. He's not really known for rushing, but when you get that big down there, I can see a goal line stance. I can see him going, pushing forward the pocket to get a touchdown. I can see it. Yeah, and Kim agrees with me. Haskins has a strong arm. We can't be dunking and dodging all the time. I was encouraged to see in the game a 3rd and 7, a 3rd and 8. We actually threw past the sticks. Okay, with Haskins, he can do it. He can do it with his arm. Before, with the other two quarterbacks, everything is short. We're 3rd and 7 and we're throwing a 2 or 3 yard out route and the play's dead. So I want to see him throw down to this. Now, you're not always going to do that, but I want to see more passes down the field. Obviously, if you're passing down the field and you're not hitting, you're going to have to make up somewhere else. But the screen game is still there. We got Chris Thompson back, and Darius Geis is good. Don't forget about AP out of the backfield. He caught a nice catch last one. So I see us just coming up short, but a lot of good things from everybody. Okay? That's right. Tommy says it best. He says, all he wants to see is everyone come together and build some chemistry. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. Defense is developing nicely too. I was very encouraged to see all the new pieces on defense, the secondary. They seem to have done really well. I think they were hyped up to say, if I do well, maybe I have a place here. You know, with Norman still there and not playing well, they were probably chomping at the bit, saying, man, if he's not playing well, what am I doing back here? But I love to see it. All right, I want to see more of Jimmy Moreland, okay? Will Rob Ryan have a strategy to contain Christian McCaffrey? I better hope so. He's the guy that we got to worry about. Now, their quarterback, I don't know a lot about him. I haven't seen a lot of games, but I hear that he can be off and he can be on. One game, he throws like 3 touchdowns. The next game, he throws like 3 interceptions. So that's what you get from a quarterback who's developing. We're going to get that from our guy. Let's hope that today is one of those days that we go up ahead. Hail to the Redskins, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Like I said, we're making this nice and quick. Tune into us next Thursday when we go live, me and Big Joe, on the Redskins Powwow Podcast. I got one more thing to ask of you in the comments. We're thinking about possibly, we have a lot of people overseas, possibly broadcasting the Redskins game right here on the Redskins Powwow Podcast. Let me know if that was something you're interested in or if people you know would be interested in, and let us know if that's worth our time to do. We'll be more than willing to do it. We have my brother who used to be in stationed in Japan, and also I have some family out in Georgia. They don't have a way to watch it sometimes, so I want to be able to give it to them. Hail to the Redskins. Let me know if that's something that interests you. I'm going to put up a poll later. Thank you for joining us. Watch us everywhere we go. We're on Facebook, obviously. We're on YouTube, anywhere audio podcasts are. Redskins Powwow Podcast. Let's go get this W. Hail to the Redskins.
Redskins Powwow Podcast. All hail. We never fail. We outlast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.